you see with Mandy Dahl in terms of progression? Each year seems like he gets a little bit better.
I don't know. I don't study quarterbacks like that. I just go get them. So, I mean, his team is 8-0, and it's a quarterback-driven league, so he's obviously playing very good football. And, I mean, when you're 8-0, everybody on your team is playing pretty good football.
It seems like their offense is fairly unpredictable, and they just kind of take what's given to them. What do you kind of see when you watch the tape of them?
They do a good job. They have a lot of playmakers. You know, they got Eifert and A.J. Green and Dalton and Hill. I mean, they got guys all over. So they can make plays in many different ways. So it's our job to go out there and to be technically sound, to play good team defense, to rally to the ball, and go out there and make plays.
DJ, I know you got the utmost respect for the veterans.
You guys see her? She's wearing a bright yellow shirt. You all right?
Yeah.
I know you got the utmost respect for all the veterans out there. O'Brien was talking about it. He brought some guys in, I guess, maybe a couple days ago. What does that mean on a day like today, hearing you heard from Monday and the stories of kind of what they're going through?
Yeah, it's always incredible to hear stories from veterans and people who have been in it. And, I mean, Admiral McCraven's been in it a lot in many different capacities. So you have so much respect, you have so much appreciation for what these men and women do and for how much they sacrifice, not only them but their families, how much their families sacrifice. And I was fortunate enough after my rookie year to do the USO Tour. And so to go over there and to see these men and women in action is truly incredible. And it really makes you so thankful for your freedom, and it makes you so thankful for everything that they do because they're going through really the toughest stuff you could possibly go through. I mean, it's life and death, and we're over here playing a game, you know, living a free life, and a lot of times I think we really take that for granted. And so the biggest thing that I try and do is to not take that for granted.
J.J., Bill said he never envisioned he'd be coaching on Monday night when he was growing up. Is that you as well? Growing up, did you ever dream, think about you'd be out there on the big stage?
I don't know. When I was young, I just wanted to play on Saturday mornings when I was a little kid. So every level it gets bigger and bigger, and you want to play in the biggest game possible, and Monday night everybody's watching, so it's always exciting. But you just go out there and play your game. You have to treat it like any other football game. They're a very good football team. We're looking forward to going on the road in a tough environment and playing a good football game.
Dwayne talked about how he knows that most people don't think guys can go in there and get a win, and you really enjoy that us against the world mentality. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably agree. There's not a whole lot of people that are going to give you a whole lot of a chance going up against an 8-0 football team. But that's fine. It's our job to go out here every single day and to find a way. And I like that opportunity.
You talked about Admiral McCraven. He's led the operation that caught bin Laden, led to the guy's death. What do you think about when you think about where he's been, what he's done, especially that particular mission? What do you think about all that?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible. I mean, he's been in it for a very, very long time, and he's seen and done a lot of things, and he's accomplished so much. So you have to have nothing but respect for him, and it's always an honor when you get to listen to somebody like that and you can learn from him. It's just a great opportunity to really try and gather as much knowledge as you can from a man like that. So it was very exciting.
Did you mean to have Jadeveon Clowney back on the field with you guys, and what could that mean for your defense?
I mean, it's good. I think Whitney played a heck of a game. I mean, you look at what Whitney did out there. I mean, he had 3.5 sacks, and if you give him the one where he got the face mask penalty, it's 4.5. I mean, the guy's playing great football, so you have to give him credit.
JJ, you always salute the military after a sack. Would there be anything special on this Veterans Day week?
I'm not sure. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see.
Monday night football.
Yeah. a more calm, cool, collected, smarter Andy Dalton than you might have seen 2 years ago. Does that come through on film?
I don't know. I really don't know how to judge quarterbacks. It's not my forte. I just go get them.
You said you hope to use the break in part to get healthy, get your your minor back issue, if you want to call it that. How are you doing health-wise?
I feel really good. I feel great. It was definitely good. Very important to get that time, and I feel very good. So I'm ready to roll.
You know this team a little bit more than a typical non-division team just because you've seen them a couple times?
No, not really. I mean, yeah, we have seen them a few times. Played them last year. But, I mean, the league's always evolving. They're always doing things, and they're a very good football team. You have to give them a whole lot of credit for what they're able to do this year, and we're looking forward to a great challenge. They're very good and very very many positions, and they have a lot of great players. They have a good coaching staff, and we're going on in the road. They have good fans, so it's a Monday night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you think you've got the psychological edge on Andy Dalton? You've had so many.
He's 8-0. I'm sure he's not too worried about a psychological edge. He's doing all right. So we're looking forward to going in there and providing a great challenge, and doing what we can do to help win the game.